something like that.
Yeah.
Ready to eat again.
Yeah.
I used to say I was sick to my stomach.
Yeah, sick to your stomach. But, you know, some people can't hardly vomit.
Yeah.
But if you can vomit and empty your stomach, well, you can get over it pretty quick, you know.
I have trouble now with it. Yeah, I'm bothering. Well, it's just not turning me upside down. It's that simple. If a boy comes to see a girl and brings her flowers and candy and things like that, you say he's doing what?
They say what?
If a boy comes to see a girl and brings flowers and candy, you say he's...
getting pretty sweet on her.
Huh? He's her...
her future.
She's his...
yeah, his future too.
What about the future?
Yeah.
If he asks her to marry him and she says she will, then what would you call it?
Nut, maybe.
Who?
Maybe a nut.
I have a colleague who's going to do the date next Tuesday. I'm supposed to be an usher. He doesn't know. Do you have any special terms for that?
No, I need to just be engaged, I guess.
If he asks her to marry him and she says no, she won't, you say she's got a boy.
She's turning it down.
Uh-huh. And at the wedding, the fellow who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
And the girl who stands up for the bride?
She's the bridesmaid.
And the groom for this wedding, so that he can be properly dressed, will probably go out and buy a
tux of some kind.
Well, was this common?
Huh?
When you were a young man, was it common to buy a tux?
Oh no, you think when I was a young fellow, you didn't have a dress knife very often. You just got you a good suit of clothes and got married to so.
Was it customary to buy a new one?
Oh yeah. A person always wants a new suit for that.
Uh-huh. New ride and new suit.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you get a new suit? And the tailor checks the shoulders and the waist and makes marks and checks the pants and makes marks. You say
what do you mean? Tailor made suit?
No, just a regular suit. Well, what would you call it if you were having a tailor made suit? You say you were having it...
all?
Was it common in the early days here to take the newly married couple and get out with washboards and horns and things?
Cereal? Yeah. Yeah, the whole country come in with shivers.
Was this for everybody or for people you didn't like or people you didn't like?
Oh, no, it's for people you like.
You don't like them, leave alone.
Yeah.
Were there dances here in the early days?
Yeah, lots of dances.
If you went to a dance and there was a girl you liked there and you knew she'd come by herself, what would you ask to do after the dance?
You mean you didn't have a date?
No, you didn't have a date.
Well, just ask her for a date.
Yes. Well, you see her at the dance and you want
to... take her home?
No.
Yeah, see her home.
In the spring, the last day that school meets, we'd say, is the day that school...
that's... school's out.
Uh-huh. In the fall, the first day of school...
opening school.
If a boy starts to school and doesn't make it, say he goes fishing, you say...
He's truant, huh?
Uh-huh. But he should go to school to get in...
should go to school today.
Should go to school to get
educated.
Where would he start in school?
Well, we would start in the first grade. Of course, they've got kindergarten nowadays.
Uh-huh.